Hello, guys. Welcome to the Sports Cat. September 28th, 2018. The world of sports is still going on, and we have a new member of the Sports Cast, a guest. He's related to our regular Ryan Krista. We got Chandler Krista. Welcome to the Sports Cast.
Hey, what's up?
So, Chandler, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do, and what type of sports do you like?
Well, I'm 16. I go to Gananda High School in Rochester, New York. I used to play baseball, and I played travel baseball, and I am a huge Cowboys fan.
Great. It's interesting because I've noticed your cousin doesn't like the local teams, like the Buffalo Bills or the Buffalo Sabres or maybe a New York team.
Yeah.
Is that common in Rochester?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Do you think that's common in Rochester?
Like in the local, yeah, because you always got to represent your local team. I mean, I'm not a huge hockey fan, but like the Bills, I mean, are good. The Rochester Red Wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah.
And also, you guys have the soccer team, which I think it's the biggest team in Rochester, right?
Yes, the Rochester Rhinos. Yeah, they're actually not playing this year because their stadium, they couldn't agree to on a deal, so they're not playing this year.
Wow, that's quite interesting. So, okay, so you're a Cowboys fan. Right now, the Cowboys are not doing that hot. Can you tell us a little bit how you see the Cowboys this year so far?
I mean, they're 1-2. They're not having the best offensive game this year. Their defense has played pretty good. They haven't allowed many points, but I mean, they have the same record as the Patriots. So,
that's a good analogy. But yeah, you're right. They're not as hot. The Cowboys. I'm looking here at their schedule. They lost against the Seahawks. They beat the Giants, and they lost against the Panthers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess you can say losing against the Seahawks was not a good thing. But the Seahawks, you guys were playing at Seattle, so that was tough.
And both games they lost were at the opponent's stadium. So
yeah, so that's something that you know you got to consider. And their next couple of games is against the Lions, the Texans, and the Jaguars. So it's a mediocre schedule.
I think personally out of
the Titans, but that's an AFC South rival. So I don't know if that doesn't come into consideration as much, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough game, but do you know, is it in Dallas or Jacksonville?
Yeah, it's going to be in, they're playing in Dallas.
I think that's a game then.
That is a winnable game. If you're playing at home, you have a better chance of winning, so we'll see if the Cowboys can put it together. What are your thoughts about Dak? People say he had a great rookie season. I mean, I still don't know what's going on. I have not seen a Dallas game this year yet. I don't know how Zeke is doing. Is Zeke doing okay this year?
I mean, he's second in the league in rushing yards.
Wow. Well, I guess he is doing good.
they don't have any good wide receivers, though. Since Dez left, Witten left, retired.
What was the deal with Dez? You think it was just a personnel situation? Was it a strategy thing, system? What are your thoughts about him leaving?
I mean, I don't know. I thought it was a very stupid move that they let him go because he was one of their best wide receivers on the team. And, like, he was good. I felt like they really should have kept him.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you haven't found a replacement, and it's interesting because Josh Gordon was available for a few weeks and Dallas – I don't think they make an approach. What was that?
Yeah, I think they should have got Josh Gordon.
I agree.
That would have been a very good pickup.
Yeah. I wonder, where is Dez Bryant going to go? Any thoughts?
I think, personally, he hasn't gone to a team yet. I feel like if I had to make a best bet, I feel like he's either going to go to Buffalo or Cleveland.
Ooh, that would be good. I've heard Cleveland for a while now. I'm surprised they haven't gotten him, but he's only 29 years old, you know, and he's definitely one of the best wide receivers in the country. So we'll see We'll see where it goes. Did you see the game last night, the Rams and the Vikings?
I did. I thought that was a very good game by both teams. It was obviously no defense was allowed there at all.
I agree. It was a high-scoring game. Jared Goff had like 500 yards, but the Rams ended up winning 38-31. Do you think the Rams are
the
best
Rams
team?
Are going really far. I think the Rams right now are the best team in the NFL.
I do agree. Who do you think is the best team in the AFC?
In the AFC, I want to say that it was between. I mean, this is not. I would say right now it's either Jacksonville or Miami.
Wow! Thank you. Appreciate it. That's huge. I have not heard that argument, but you're right. Miami could. I mean, if they beat the Patriots, that could be.
That's gonna be it. They're gonna have a 3-game lead. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say the Jaguars are up there in the conversation, and I think I would say the Chiefs as well.
Yeah, the Chiefs are doing very good, but I feel like, I don't know, they're having their – Patrick Mahomes is doing very, very well this year, throwing lots of touchdowns.
Yeah, he's definitely throwing a lot of yardage, 300, 400 yards per game.
But their defense is also really, really bad.
Yeah, that's probably like the big downfall for the Chiefs. Who's your favorite college football team?
My favorite college football team is Clemson.
Wow, and Clemson's ranked number 2 right now.
Yeah, they got a huge game this week against Syracuse.
Wow, that's will they be playing in Syracuse or?
What'd you say?
Will they be playing in Syracuse?
No, they're playing in Clemson.
They're playing Clemson. Yeah, that's a big game right now. Let me read you the top 25. Then Georgia, then Clemson, ooh, Ohio State, LSU, Oklahoma, Stanford, Notre Dame, Penn State, and Auburn. How do you see the top 10?
I think that the top 10 right now, I mean, it's very good. I feel like that Clemson should be above Georgia. I mean, Georgia's having a very good year, but Clemson also is too.
Yeah. I think Clemson will stay number 2 or definitely in the top 4, but they'll make the playoffs. They're definitely favorite. What do you think about Clemson changing their quarterbacks?
I mean, I feel like that's a good move. I mean, their quarterback that they're putting in right now, I feel like he's going to do very, very well with them.
Yeah, that issue with the quarterback was a smart thing. I think their old quarterback is asking for a transfer. What do you think about that?
I mean, let him go.
I agree. If he wants to go, and I guess he will not be playing for Clemson again. Kelly Bryant.
I also feel that like Syracuse should be. They're not. They're still not in the top 25, but they're still undefeated football team.
Yeah, which is kind of odd because UCF is also in the same conversation.
Exactly, and they don't play anyone good either.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think this whole ranking thing is weird. I guess I thought if you're undefeated, you should be somewhere in the top 25.
Exactly, but UCF, they don't have a very good schedule either,
and also Syracuse.
Yeah, Syracuse.
Chandler.
I don't know. Wait, sorry. I'm here.
Okay, yeah, because I lost you for a bit. Do you think about Syracuse?
Florida State. I don't know. I think they're a very good team. They beat Florida State. They beat UConn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not bad. Are you ready for predictions?
I'm ready when you are.
West Virginia at Texas Tech.
Ooh, I got to go with West Virginia.
Stanford at Notre Dame.
I think the both teams are very, very good, but I got to go with Stanford in this one.
Okay.
They beat Oregon last week. They played very well.
Yeah, they did. What'd you think about that game?
I thought that was a very good game. It came right down to overtime. Oregon had the lead most of the game, and Stanford came right back and won it. I felt like it was very good.
I know. The Ducks are so mad about that, I bet. Ohio State at Penn State.
Ooh, I have to go with Penn State in this one. Penn State is having a very good year so far.
Yeah, Penn State's having a good year. I think it's hold on. They're playing people told me they're playing at Penn State, but I think they're playing at Ohio State. Maybe no.
Oh, they're playing at Ohio State?
Hold on. It could be in a neutral venue, but you're choosing Penn State, right? Either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. BYU at Washington.
I have to go with Washington. I think Washington's having a very, very good year so far.
Yeah, Washington's doing good. The Pac-12 has a lot of strength. The Florida Gators.
We could do some NFL predictions.
We will. After this, we will. The Florida Gators at Mississippi State.
I have to go with the Florida Gators.
Okay. Alabama at Louisiana Lafayette.
Oh, definitely Alabama. They're probably going to win by 60.
Oregon at California.
Oregon all day. California, they're up and down. I feel like the Oregon Ducks are going to throw some frustration after losing to Stanford.
Yeah, I agree. The Buffalo Bills at the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh, I have to go here with the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills had a nice victory against Minnesota last week. And I just feel like that Aaron Rodgers this year, he's hurt, and I just don't feel like without Clay Matthews, they're going to really do anything on the defense.
Ooh, good call. Tampa Bay at Chicago.
Ooh, I have to go with Khalil Mack here in Chicago. Chicago is a very hard team to beat, and I just feel like that Tampa Bay, Ryan Fitzpatrick, or Ryan Fitzmagic, they call him, is very, very good, but I don't know.
We'll see if his streak will continue. The undefeated Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots.
I have to go with Miami Dolphins. I feel like that New England, I feel like it's going to be a very, very close game. I feel like Miami and Ryan Tannehill are just ready to go.
I agree. The Detroit Lions at the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, I'm going with Dallas. I know that Detroit beat New England on Monday Night Football, or Sunday Night Football, I mean.
Yeah.
But I feel like that Dallas, they're going to throw some frustration after losing to Seattle. And is it in Dallas?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I think Detroit, they're good, but I just feel like Matthew Stafford's just not going to show up this game.
The New York Jets at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, that's a very, very good AFC battle. But I just feel like after the Jets lost to the Browns, I just feel like that the Jaguars are going to take this one easily.
All right. The Cleveland Browns at the Oakland Raiders.
I feel like I want to say the Cleveland Browns here. That Josh Gruden and Oakland staff are just not doing very well. Oakland's not very good of a team this year. I just feel like Baker Mayfield's going to show up for his first ever actually full start and win the game.
Yeah, I think the Raiders are in disarray a little bit after losing Mack. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Seahawks at the Arizona Cardinals.
I want to go with, actually, it's going to be Sam.
At the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh, that's a good AFC battle. That's a really hard one, but I feel like that Pittsburgh is going to come over the edge and win this one. Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown are just too hard to stop.
True. We'll see. We'll see if Pittsburgh, you know, comes back after not having a good first two games. The Kansas City Chiefs at the Denver Broncos.
The Kansas City Chiefs easily. I think Mahomes is just going to come and show up this game easily and win this game.
I hope he does. I think Kansas City are a juggernaut this year, and I think they're just going to, you know, beat Denver at Denver. It doesn't really matter where they're at. Cool deal. Well, Chandler, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. How can people reach you?
Wait, do you want to talk to my dad?
Sure.
He's way better at sports than me. All right, here he is. He's a huge Cowboys fan.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, good. How are you, sir?
Good. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and what sports teams do you like?
Well, I'm a big Cowboys fan. I've been with them for the last 50 some odd years. And I like all sports. Indians and Cubs fan too. They're finally actually doing good after about 30 years of being in the doldrums.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And do you think the Cowboys can beat the Detroit Lions this year?
I think they can beat them. They're playing much better at home, but the wide receiver core is not very good. Not very good at all. It's probably supposed to be the worst in the league.
Yeah, you would think Dallas will be, you know, be smarter than that. You think they will get a wide receiver by now by letting go of Dez?
I know. I know he's had someone picked up by anyone. I know he's probably a bigger headache than he's worth, but they should have probably kept him until they found someone else. They could have gotten the Ridley guy in the draft from Alabama, which obviously is doing very good for Atlanta. But that's what I was hoping they were going to get, but they went for a middle linebacker instead.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. You want to do some predictions?
Sure.
Buffalo Bills at the Green Bay Packers.
I'm somewhat of a Bills fan, but I'm gonna go with Buffalo.
Tampa Bay at the Chicago Bears.
I'm gonna go with Tampa Bay. More Fitzmagic.
Yeah, I know. Miami, the undefeated Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots.
That's a tough one. I'm probably gonna go with Miami. This might be the year New England finally unravels.
I agree.
We've seen this before in September, but
Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh's tough at home. Pittsburgh.
And finally, Kansas City Chiefs at the Denver Broncos.
I'm gonna go at Denver. I think Mahomes might have trouble in my high city.
Wow, you're going with the Ryan Krista pick.
Yeah, so my brother's a big Denver fan too, so Ryan's dead.
Oh, that's right. Wait, so you're Ryan's uncle, right?
Correct.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, awesome. Well, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. How can people reach you?
Thanks for having me. I'm sorry?
How can people reach you?
Oh, they can do, they want to use my email address?
You do email, you do Twitter, Instagram.
Email's about as good as complicated as I get. Social media is not my thing.
Hey, good for you. All power to you, man. Social media could get messy.
Yes, it can.
So, awesome. So, what's your email?
Okay, it's jchrista, C-H-R-I-S-T-A, 61@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. He's a Yahoo guy. Cool deal. So, I guess we can say goodbye to Chandler.
Okay, very good. Here's Chandler.
Thank you for coming on.
Hey, what's up?
All right, Chandler, thanks for coming on. How can people reach you? What is your Twitter handle?
We can go with my email, cowboysfan5180@gmail.com.
Okay, there you go. And that's the best way people can reach you.
I usually answer pretty good.
Awesome. Well, Chandler, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. Very insightful. I hope the Cowboys do better. Chandler?
Yeah, well, sorry. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you very much, and go Cowboys.
Yeah, go Cowboys. Have a nice day.